This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero. Don't forget to tune in next week when my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be hosting another great show on health and wellness. We're here every Sunday morning from 10 to 11 AM, so don't forget to tune in. Also, please don't forget you can download and listen to, for absolutely free, all of our previously recorded shows. You can do it in two ways. You can go to the Village Green website at www.myvillagegreen.com and click on the archive show section. Or if you have an iPod or a Mac and you have iTunes, you can go right to iTunes and just type in the search bar Essentials of Healthy Living, and it'll bring up all the shows to download for absolutely free in a podcastable format, which is great. So today I have a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking about depression. Depression is becoming a major issue in our society. Over 15 million people in the United States currently suffer from depression. And another interesting statistic, out of the 15 most commonly prescribed medications in the United States as of 2009, five of those top 15 are either antidepressants or specifically related to mood disorders. So we know that depression is affecting many, many people. Most of us know somebody that has depression if we haven't suffered from it somewhat ourselves or a family member or a friend. So today we're going to be a really great special guest on the phone today. Really lucky to have him on. Dr. Bob Hedaya is the founder of the National Center for Whole Psychiatry. And a clinical professor of psychiatry at Georgetown University Medical Center, and a member of the Endocrine Society, and an author of several books on psychiatry and mood disorders. As a psychopharmacologist, Dr. Hedaya is proficient in the use of medications. However, he is also a master clinician at the Institute for Functional Medicine. This unusual combination of approaches allowed Dr. Hedaya to develop whole psychiatry, which is an approach which improves mental health, physical health, with as little medication as possible. If you'd like to learn more about his approaches, you can go to his website, Whole Psychiatry, just like Whole Foods, wholepsychiatry.com. So Dr. Hedaya, thanks so much for being a guest on the show with us today.
Hi, how are you, Kevin?
Good. So, I'm excited about today's show because, as we talked about, so many people suffer from depression. And in my practice, I find so many people are often looking for alternatives to medications, and that can be for various reasons. Some can be because they don't like the stigma of having to go on a medication. Many people who have depression have been on medications in the past and found that, number one, they didn't respond well, perhaps, or perhaps their depression improved, but they had other side effects associated with the medication that they weren't happy with. Some of these people are parents of children and are skeptical about starting their young children on antidepressant medications, and a whole host of reasons why people might not want them. In today's show, you know, Dr. Hedaya, you're going to be sharing with us and talking with us about this whole psychiatry approach and how we can help address depression without just going into the pharmaceutical tool bag.
Well, I think what you're saying makes sense. I mean, first of all, as you talked about at the top of the show, you know, depression actually is going to be the number one cause of disability in the Western world by 2020. And we're rapidly approaching that. And psychiatric disorders in general are high up in that category as well. And in terms of medication, you know, I am a psychopharmacologist. I'm specially trained in the use of medication. But what I've seen over the years, I've been in practice since 83, and, you know, it used to be a pretty straightforward approach to depression. You know, you diagnose it, you would treat it with some psychotherapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, which is still very useful, or interpersonal therapy, which is still very useful, both helpful in mild and moderate types of depression. And then, if necessary, you added one medication, and it seemed like generally people were responding. But then what happened around the 1988, you know, Prozac and some of the other SSRIs came out, and then a larger number of people started to use these things because the side effect profile seemed to be very low. Of course, that turns out not to be the case, because over the long term, we now know that these meds, they cause weight gain, they may cause increased cholesterol, they may affect thyroid function. If your weight goes up, you have an increased risk for metabolic syndrome and type 2 diabetes. There may be osteoporosis associated with these things. So, you know, what looked like it was terrific turned out, as is often the case in medicine, to be not so terrific. So I wouldn't say throw the antidepressants out. It's still don't throw the baby out with the bathwater, but it's really important to try to get people well with as little medication as possible. Of course, in severe cases, medication may absolutely be necessary. But medication alone is often not effective. You know, they did a study, it's called the STAR-D study, which is a very big study in which they looked at people they gave them one medication, and then maybe 25% responded, and then so for the remaining three quarters they gave them another medication, and they switched, and they went through four stages of adding medications and adding therapies. And when you looked at how many people responded to these traditional treatments over the 12-month period, many people dropped out, many people had side effects, and it comes out to, this is an astounding number, that only 2.7% had full response at 12 months. Now, that's kind of hard to believe, mm-hmm. even for me. I think a lot of people dropped out of the study, but it still tells us antidepressants, while useful, aren't all they're cracked up to be, and there are lots of reasons for that. And one of the main reasons is that depression is not one disease. It is not one disorder. It's like pneumonia. You can have pneumonia, but you can have pneumonia because you have tuberculosis. You can have it because you have pneumococcal pneumonia. You can have mycoplasma pneumonia. Depression is a kind of same thing. You know, it's like there are many factors that contribute to depression, and it can be psychological factors, social factors, it could be nutritional factors, it could be the gastrointestinal tract, it could be hormones, it could be toxins, it could be the immune system. I mean, the list goes on and on. So my approach really is to try to get to the roots of it, whether they be physiological in the body or psychosocial or spiritual, really to take a look at all of these things that we know lead to depression and try to address them, assess them and address them. And through that, I really have a very, I hate to sound like I'm blowing my own horn, but the method, which I've learned from the Institute of Functional Medicine, it works. I did a retrospective analysis of 23 patients just to see, well, what's my success rate here of people with recurrent treatment-resistant depression. And out of 23 patients, all 23 responded. All 23 responded, and it took about 10 months for mm-hmm. them to actually have full recovery. But that's a response rate that's really very, very high. And along with the depression getting better, general health issues get better as well.
Sure. Yeah, I think, you know, there's definitely a belief, you know, if somebody isn't a psychiatrist like you are working with these situations day in and day out, there definitely seems to be the understanding as far as, I think most people in our society understand it, that depression can be simply treated with a pill. You know, the direct-to-consumer advertising that the pharmaceutical companies do make it seem like such a straightforward situation, where if you're suffering from depression, if you talk to your doctor about a medication and get the medication, all of a sudden your depression issues will be gone. And, you know, I think a lot of people, maybe you want to elaborate, have depression for different reasons and may experience it at different points in their life related to situational issues, related to physiological issues like hormone changes. And so you may have someone that hasn't had depression for a long period of time and are entering into a phase where they're dealing with it, and have this idea that just going out and taking one of these antidepressants is going to help.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know, maybe you can elaborate on that
a
little bit.
Yeah, let me give you a couple of things. One is an example. This is a woman who was about 67 years old, a professional, and came to me actually with her son and her ex-husband. And in the year previous to coming to me, her husband left her, and they separated and divorced. And she also, she was a physician, and she also thought there was a malpractice suit against her. So really, her life psychosocially was crumbling, or so she thought. She came to me. She had lost 40 pounds, 50 pounds. She was thin as a rail. She could barely, I would say, would barely talk to me. She was pacing in the office. And I got the history really from her husband and her son. And so she came to me kind of as a last stop before they would give her shock therapy, because she really didn't respond to any treatments. And so I worked her up, evaluated her, and you know, she had a number of hormonal and nutritional deficiencies, and vitamin D and amino acids and fat-soluble vitamins and fatty acids, and thyroid was off and melatonin was very low and things like that. So I corrected all these things, and she started to get better, but it really, I didn't feel it was fast enough. So I then added some medication, and this woman, who could barely function, in 4 months was back to normal. And fortunately, she had a family that was supporting her, and without that, it wouldn't have worked, but they were able to make sure she did everything that I asked. So that was pretty astounding, and that's the kind of thing that can happen, and it's fairly common in my practice.
Yeah, that's a great story. When we come back from the break, Dr. Hedaya, maybe you can share with the audience a little bit more specifics about, you know, what this functional medicine approach to depression looks like, and we can maybe explain a little bit more to people, you know, why looking at nutritional deficiencies and hormone levels being right and all of those factors are so important, and, you know, maybe help people understand why this isn't being done in their regular doctor's offices.
Sure.
Because I think people have the impression that if it's not being done by my regular doctor, it must not be important. And so helping people understand, you know, what is available out there and how to get it, I think would be really helpful. So everybody, don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. We're going to be back right after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. I am your host for this hour, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week, so don't make sure to tune in for her show. Today we are talking about depression, and I have on the phone with me today Dr. Robert Hedaya, who is the founder of the National Center for Whole Psychiatry and a clinical professor at Georgetown University. If you want to learn more about Dr. Hedaya's practice, you can go to www.wholepsychiatry.com. And learn more about him and his practice and the work that he's doing. His office is located over in Silver Spring. Is that correct, Dr. Hedaya?
No, actually, Chevy Chase.
That's right. Chevy Chase, Maryland, right on the border of D.C.
Right.
So for any local people, it's a wonderful resource. He's a great person in the community to have around doing the work that he's doing. So in the last segment, we reviewed some aspects about Dr. Hedaya's unique approach to treating depression. He shared with us one of his case stories. And what I really wanted to get into in this segment is talking about how this functional medicine approach is really different than a standard approach to dealing and treating with depression. What does this concept of functional medicine really mean? And maybe share some of the clinical pearls that, you know, you really see functional medicine teasing out, underlying themes that you may see in people with depression, and just basically how this whole picture looks when you're working with someone in this treatment model versus the traditional treatment model.
Okay, so let me start in a simple way. What I often say to people is going to sound very simplistic, but it's true. If you want to make a Big Mac, you have to have the sesame seed bun, you have to have the meat, the lettuce, the special sauce. You need all the ingredients, right? It's pretty straightforward. It's the same thing in body. If you want to make serotonin, which is one of the neurotransmitters many people have heard about, that you need serotonin to help regulate your mood. There are other neurotransmitters, of course, that are involved, and the immune system is involved. But just take this simple example. You want to make enough serotonin so that your mood could be regulated, or at least make enough serotonin so when you take a medication, there's something in your system for the medicine to work on. Because if you don't have enough serotonin, the medication is not going to work. So
that's a huge thing. Can we stop on that for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, these medications, the most popular ones, are in this class of SSRIs, which
right.
people may have heard of, which stands for, obviously, the Selective Serotonin Reuptake Inhibitor. So do you think that's one of the reasons why some people don't respond or fail treatment with these, because they don't have enough serotonin to begin with?
But there's no question. They've
right.
done these studies, which I find to be fascinating. They call them tryptophan depletion study. So to make serotonin, you start with this amino acid. It's called tryptophan. People think of it, well, it's in turkey, it's in warm milk, and that kind of thing. So tryptophan is in our diet. So if we have enough protein in our diet and we absorb the protein, we digest the protein, we should get enough tryptophan in our bloodstream to make serotonin. So what they did in this experiment, which has been repeated several times, is they took 100 people on Prozac, SSRI, works on serotonin. And these people are responding, 100 people who responded to the Prozac, and they put them on a liquid diet. Okay, now after they're on the liquid diet for several days, they take the tryptophan, that building block of serotonin, they take the tryptophan out of the diet. Nobody knows. The doctors don't know. The patient doesn't know. And 5 to 6 days later, 60%, more than half of the people, slip back into depression. The medicine stops working. They put the tryptophan back in the liquid diet. Nobody knows. And 5 or 6 days later, their mood comes back up. This study has been repeated many times. Now, if you're on a medicine that doesn't work on serotonin, say something like Wellbutrin that works on dopamine and norepinephrine neurotransmitters, and you do that same thing, taking tryptophan out of the diet, it doesn't make any difference. Nobody relapses. But if you take tyrosine out of the diet, and tyrosine is another amino acid that is necessary to make dopamine, which is a pleasure chemical, then in 5 or 6 days, the same things happen. 60% of people relapse. So if you don't have the ingredients, you can't make the neurotransmitter. If you can't make the neurotransmitter, 60% of the time, you're not going to respond to a medication. To me, it makes sense to check someone's amino acids, check their digestion, make sure they have enough amino acids in their system, make sure they're eating enough protein, make sure they can digest the protein and absorb the protein. Get the basics in order before you jump to a medication.
Right. Now, herein lies the functional approach.
Right.
You just explained it. You know, so I just think that's such an interesting point because nobody is ever evaluating that in a standard approach to dealing with depression and the prescription of medication, even though we know scientifically it's every single doctor, whether it's the books that you studied in medical school as a naturopath, the books that I studied in medical school, they're all the same for physiology. We know you need tryptophan to make serotonin.
Right. It's simple.
So why aren't all doctors thinking about this and talking to their patients about amino acid levels, digestion, diet? Because these are the ways that we get tryptophan into our diet.
Well, I think it has to do both with our system and with human nature. So first of all, everyone's trained in this model. It's really called, it's an acute care model. The acute care model is you broke your arm, put it in a splint. You have an infection, take an antibiotic, one pill for one disease. So that's the model. And we think, okay, depression is a disease, let's take a pill. And then on top of that model, which is not a systems model, it's a linear model, on top of that model, we have the pharmaceutical companies who are not all bad. They create a lot of good medications, antibiotics, and even the antidepressants can help people. They do a lot of good, but they also are working very hard to sell their drugs. That's how they make their money. And so they really control the thinking of a lot of the population, including the medical community. So, you know, when I go out and I teach doctors, because I'm trying to spread this model, it's remarkable to me that if I give a talk, I gave a talk to 600 doctors about a year and a half ago. And it's remarkable to me, out of those doctors, what a small percentage actually adopt this into their practice. And that has to do with human nature. I mean, if you think about, was it Galileo and Copernicus, you know, when people thought that the world was flat and they discovered that it was round, it took, 200 years or something for people to accept the new facts. So we don't we like comfort. We like things to remain the same. We don't want to change. We don't want the anxiety of having to change the way we think or what we do. And most people are like that. You know, me, I've always been the kind of, I have, it's just the way I am. My mind is always thinking out of the box. So when I actually was in my internship, it was a kind of a funny story. I was, you know, everybody, the older people often got potassium. So one day I read that you can get, and it was this nasty tasting liquid that people had to drink to keep their potassium up because the kidneys weren't functioning. And so one day I read that tomatoes and bananas have like 22 milliequivalents of potassium. I thought, well, I'll just order banana for this person with every meal. And sure enough, her potassium went up, but then it went up too high. But the doctors were enraged with me. They were enraged. Now, maybe I overdosed her on bananas, you know, and I think I did. But I think what would be reasonable is to say, okay, let's change your diet.
Right.
You know?
So let's talk about that for a minute. I mean, you've alluded to it a little bit, and we're going to get back to building your Big Mac here. But, you know, as we're on the topic of food and hopefully not advocating Big Macs, you know, there's this concept, or I'd like to stress by what you talked about, the importance of, you know, this question, can diet and nutrition play a role in treating depression and mood disorders in general? And I think a lot of people really underestimate the role that diet and nutrition can play in all health conditions. We know Dean Ornish has now pretty clearly through scientific research validated that diet, nutritional, and lifestyle changes can reverse heart disease, you know, better than medical interventions such as placing stents and even pharmaceutical therapy in certain people in the population. But it's so underestimated how much of an impact diet and nutrition can play on health. So what role do you think it has in affecting mood disorders and depression itself?
Well, it's clearly very large, but I would say there are seven systems that I look at, and diet and nutrition is one of them. So I look at digestion, I look at the immune system, I look at detoxification, I look at genetics, I look at hormones, I look at epigenetics. I mean, so there are lots of systems, not all diet and nutrition, but they are interlinked. One of the other systems is very important, is the immune system. And the immune system is attached to the gut. 70-80% of your immune system, the cells are around your gut, your GI tract, your gastrointestinal tract. So what's fascinating is, if we go back to the tryptophan, you know, you need enough tryptophan to make serotonin. One of the reasons you may not have tryptophan is because you have inflammation or an infection or arthritis or asthma or your hormones, the cortisol in your body is too low. So if you have inflammation in your body sends signals into your brain, and what happens is the brain activates this enzyme called IDO, and IDO steals the tryptophan to make some other neurotransmitters that cause anxiety and can actually damage brain cells. So when you have inflammation in your body, you're not able to use the tryptophan to make serotonin. That's why when you have a chronic illness, there are a large percentage of people with chronic illnesses who have depression. This is part of the reason. So here you have the immune system being another way of stealing or preventing you from making serotonin. And the immune system is largely around the gut. It's also around your lungs. But, you know, the immune system clearly plays a role, and there are basic sciences, lots of basic science studies that support this, and I'm making this up. The thing is, it's not getting translated into practice because people think depression drugs, depression therapy. They have two tools in their kit. They have a hammer and a screwdriver, and, you know, you can't really build a house with a hammer and a screwdriver.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. So that's such a great point. I mean, talking about mood disorders, I think it's any health condition, you know, this is whole psychiatry, whole health in general is this concept of really trying to not isolate out every part of the body into its little compartments, which our current medical system is so good at doing. If you have depression, you go to the psychiatrist or your primary care and you get a drug for your brain. If you have a heart issue, you go to the cardiologist and they look at your heart. If you have irritable bowel syndrome or GI issues, you go to the GI doctor and they give you a drug for that. And really what it, there's so little faith left, or it seems like logical understanding left in how the human body operates or its ability to heal, to recover, to actually create a state of balance if given the right tools. And everything has become so mechanistic that nobody's really even giving thought that what you're eating or something going on in your GI system could have an impact on your depression.
Yeah, I think that's very true. We don't tend to think in terms of systems and interactions. I want to give one example. This is a case. It's not my patient, but it was told to me by someone I respect. She had a woman who was about 60 years old, and she had three grandchildren, and she couldn't really relate to them. She couldn't kind of get close to them, and she had trouble attaching to people, and she was also extremely fatigued and not feeling well. And so the doctor said, well, I think you have some toxins in your body. So she, you know, she detoxified her and got rid of the toxins and gave her some nutrients and, you know, changed her diet. And slowly but surely, you know, coming in every week to this practitioner, she started to get better. And after 6 months, she was so proud. She was able to run a marathon and kind of getting back to herself. And she was, you know, taking supplements and exercising. She had a whole plan that she was following. And then she said, well, you know, I feel pretty good, so I don't think I need to keep coming to you. 6 months later, she came back to the clinician, and she's back, almost back to where she started. But she's still doing everything. She's still taking her supplements. She's still exercising, but she's, you know, struggling.
Right.
The only thing that changed was her relationship to this healthcare practitioner. And the point I'm making here is that the psychology and the attachments that we have are as big a factor as anything else. I don't want to say, oh, we only tryptophan, we're going to be fine. One of the big reasons depression is rising in the Western world is that our society is fragmented. How many of us live in neighborhoods where people walk by and hang out with us on Saturday afternoon or Sunday afternoon? How many of us have relationships and a community around us that sustains us? I often think that we're just giant nerve cells, and that the, you know, just like nerve cells in the brain have to be connected to each other to survive, we need connectivity.
It's absolutely a great point, Dr. Hiday, and I hate to cut you short, but we got to take a quick break here. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be picking up this conversation about depression with Dr. Hiday, sharing with us some of his wonderful, vast clinical experience in taking a more holistic approach to dealing with depression and mood disorder. So stay right here, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 AM, so remember to tune in. You can also download any of our previously recorded shows for absolutely free by going to www.myvillagegreen.com and clicking on the Archive Show section. You can also download them for free through iTunes. Just type in the search bar Essentials for Healthy Living, and they'll be downloadable in podcast format for your iPod, iPhone, or whatever your media device player is these days. So today we've been talking with Dr. Robert Hedaya about depression and taking a holistic approach to depression. It has been an information-packed show, so if you're just tuning in, I really do encourage you to download the full show when it becomes available in about a week. So Dr. Hedaya is the founder of the National Center for Whole Psychiatry and a clinical professor of psychiatry at Georgetown University Medical Center. His practice is located right here in Maryland in Chevy Chase. You can learn more about him by visiting his website at www.wholepsychiatry.com. That's wholepsychiatry.com. So Dr. Hedaya, again, thanks so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
Yeah, in the last segment, we were sort of talking about, you know, some of these concepts of functional medicine and tying together, really looking at what is a holistic approach and understanding the different aspects of the body that contribute to making health, whether it's improving depression or arthritis or pain-related conditions or whatever it might be. Maybe you can share with us, you talked about seven different areas that you look at in your functional medicine approach. You look at digestion, immune health, detoxification, genetics, hormones, and you mentioned something called epigenetics. So maybe you can talk about how that factors into some of your assessments, functional assessments of people when working with their depression.
Well, epigenetics is fascinating, really. Epigenetics, you know, we used to think that, okay, you have your genes, you're born with your genes, and that at the least your genes don't really change. And your genes, we thought at least sometimes genes determine your life. And then we moved to the idea that, well, genes don't really determine your life. They interact with your environment and your experience. And so those two kind of interact, resulting in the experiences of your life and how your health is, et cetera. Now there's a new field called epigenetics, and the idea here is that each gene can be turned off or on by your experiences and your diet. So, for example, if you have a deficiency of folic acid, which results in a deficiency of something called methylation, then certain genes that should be turned off can be turned on, and certain genes that can need to be turned on are turned off. And there are three other nutrient or chemical switches that turn genes off and on. So what happens is, let's say, let's go back to the early 1800s, and let's say you're a black American slave, and you're working in the fields, and you're working all day long, and it's really hot, and you need a lot of calories to do this. So you eat a lot of high-fat foods so that you can have the energy to do the work. And this goes on for several generations. Well, what happens is the genes, certain genes that help you to deal with fatty foods get turned on and others get turned off. And so there's a gene pattern of on-off switches. And this pattern gets transmitted to the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. Well, here we are in 2010, and, you know, there are not a lot of, certainly slavery has been abolished, thank God, and we have, well, I have a woman who came in, 20 years old. She was a black woman on the edge of diabetes, 20 years old. And what was she eating? Pizza, fried chicken, McDonald's hamburgers, you know, fried fish here and there, you know, high fat foods. And when I asked her about what a good diet would be, she said, well, I guess, you know, fried chicken is healthy. And, you know, she had really no concept, so I've been educating her and trying to move her away from diabetes. And the deal there is, not only is it maybe cultural and her family doesn't know better or didn't teach her better, but also her genes are really saying, I need high-fat food, and I can handle high-fat food. But maybe that's how she feels, but she's not exercising, you know, 18 hours a day now. She's not in the fields. So with a change in her nutrients and her diet, we can actually change how her genes start to function and change which ones are turned on or off. And then when she has kids, they will do better. Now, another example of this is identical twins. If you took 100 people, let's say with depression or manic depression, 100 of these people have it. And then, but they're also identical twins. And now you go look for their identical twins, their partners, and only about 40 to 60 of them will have manic depression. You say, well, if this is a genetic thing, how come only 40 to 60% of their identical twins have the disorder? And at least the answer is that how they live their life and the epigenetics and which genes are turned in off and on by their diet and their nutrition and their experience is the reason why there's a difference in these genetic disorders.
Yeah, as somebody has described it, you know, health is the favorable expression of your genetic code.
Right.
Disease is the unfavorable expression of your genetic code.
Right.
And as we are learning with epigenetics and other fields like nutrigenomics, which is the specific study of how foods and nutrition turn on and turn off certain genes, we're learning so much more about how we can affect our genetic code through our lifestyle, dietary, and behavioral patterns. And it is so incredibly exciting for people that do the work we do, where we're encouraging people to make healthy lifestyle changes and to change their diet and to exercise, because now it's not just becoming the cliche, this is good for you. We're starting to understand the science that this is literally changing your DNA and changing the way that your cells are expressing their DNA to express favorable health. And so it just compounds every aspect of health so much more, because it's not just about looking good or losing weight or even having more energy. As we change these genetic codes, we start to decrease the likelihood of all sorts of diseases and conditions. So just as you mentioned, with your whole psychiatry approach, helping people with depression, you also help them with their overall health. You know, not only are you going to be helping this young woman that you're talking about maybe with her depression, why she came and saw you, but you're going to be helping her with her diabetes. You're going
right.
to be reducing her heart disease risk. You're going to be reducing her breast cancer risk, her colon cancer risk. You're going to be doing so many other impactful changes on her health because you are literally affecting her genetics.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very true. And I think this is a young science, and I think there's a lot of hope that we'll discover specific ways of turning genes off and on. But basically, I would say moderation is really important. I think one of the issues in lifestyle medicine is that, you know, people are working hard. People may have kids, and, you know, they rush to work and rush home, and there's homework, and maybe get the kid to, you know, a tutor or soccer or this and that. And everyone's day is so packed.
Yep.
And then you say, well, you know, start eating better. And they say, well, how do you expect me to do that? I can barely grab a McDonald's on the way to work or something. You know, I'm lucky if I get that. Or who has time to cook dinner, or, you know, that kind of thing. And I think there are ways around that. For example, on Sunday, you cook something healthy, like, say, fish and vegetables, and you make a large portion or some meat and vegetables, something healthy, and you freeze part of it, so you can get 4 or 5 meals out of it. Another thing that's very easy to do and makes it really things very simple, and people are, you can get used to this, but is to make a bigger dinner. And then have the dinner for breakfast, because the healthiest meal people have in this country is dinner.
And that's exactly what I found. It's not so much that eating healthy takes any longer. It's the process of learning how to eat healthy. Because I can tell you, you know, I have a job and I have a family and I have kids and I have a ton of responsibilities. But I, over the years, and it's taken a long time, I have learned how to incorporate these healthy lifestyles into my daily regimen so that no matter what you throw at me schedule-wise, I can still pull it off. And it's not that it can't be done. It's the time that it takes to learn how to do that. And there is no support system in our medical community or in the medical field that gives people the resources to get it done. Insurance companies aren't paying for visits with nutritionists. They're not reimbursing to see doctors like you always or me to really help people make these changes.
Let me make a suggestion to people. You and I have the advantage of being immersed in this information all the time, but other people don't. And one thing you can do is, as Dr. Pizzerno says, is download these radio shows from the website, the Village Green, myvillagegreen.com, and download these and play these on the way to work. Play them on the train when you're going to work. Listen to this stuff so you support your health desires. I have on my website, people can sign up for free. It's called Lunch and Learn. It's once a month. You know, it's free. It takes half an hour at 12 o'clock. Look for ways to keep your...
Right. Find these resources around you in your community and surround yourself. When we come back from the break, we got to go to break real quick. We're going to be picking up this conversation, and Dr. Day is going to be talking to us about some very specific nutrients and vitamins that are really important to consider when dealing with depression. So stay tuned. Stay right there. Don't change that dial. We're going to be back right after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well-nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow effects treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Gero Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Jarrow Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. Don't forget, this show is brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, a health and wellness pharmacy located in Bethesda, Maryland, that's been serving the health and wellness needs of the community for over 40 years. If you've never been there, I encourage you, you stop in. We have nutritionists, we have herbalists, naturopathic doctors, we have a clinical staff, pharmacists, compounding pharmacists that have been in this industry for over 40 years. So please stop in for any of your health and wellness needs. Today we are talking about depression and a holistic approach to depression. We have on the phone with us today a wonderful special guest, Dr. Robert Hodea, who is founder of the National Center for Whole Psychiatry and a clinical professor of psychiatry at the prestigious Georgetown University Medical Center. If you'd like to learn more about him and his practice, which is located right here in Chevy Chase, Maryland, you can go to www.wholepsychiatrylikewholefoods.com. So, Dr. Hodea, thanks so much for being on the show with us today.
My pleasure.
So we've covered so much incredible information. This is such a great show. I think it's just been packed full with great clinical pearls from you and lots of good general information. We only have about 6 or 7 minutes left in the show, but I wanted you to maybe touch on some really important nutrients that you see come up. A lot of people are interested in exploring supplements and vitamins, and I think you would agree with me that they certainly play a role in helping people with their depression from a functional medicine or holistic perspective when they're used appropriately under the guidance of someone that knows what they're doing. But maybe you can highlight some of the ones that you've seen be really important or that you feel, you know, really stand out when working with depression.
Okay, well, there are a few categories here, so let me run through the most important nutrients. First, let's start with the amino acids, tryptophan and tyrosine. So you need to know that you have enough of those. Now tyrosine you can get over the counter, needs to be taken on an empty stomach. That increases norepinephrine and dopamine. It helps to increase norepinephrine and dopamine, but you need some copper with that and some B6. Tryptophan, however, is not available over the counter. What is available over the counter is something called 5-HTP, and 5-HTP, 25 to 100 milligrams, usually comes with some vitamin B6 in it. That can be helpful, taken at night, usually helps sleep. So those things are helpful. Now, another important B vitamin,
Just a caveat, if somebody's taking prescription medications, they probably want to be pretty careful, particularly with 5-HTP, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because you can end up in a situation where serotonin levels do get too elevated.
Too high.
Yep, and so it's really important that if you're going to experiment with 5-HTP, you really work with a physician, a practitioner who's experienced in using that in combination with medications if you're on one. So.
And I'll say the same thing for everything I'm going to mention, because every one of these can have their downsides. In terms of the B vitamins specifically, I mentioned B6, and if you take too much B6, you can get neurological problems, and the symptoms are actually the same as if you get too little B6. So that, again, should be done under supervision. But the other B vitamins that I want to mention are vitamin B12 and folic acid. Now, first of all, with folic acid, there are studies that show that, say you're taking Prozac, you get, if you add folic acid, just 1 milligram of folic acid, you can actually increase your response rate and increase the odds of you responding to the medication very, very significantly and reduce your side effects. So folic acid could be great. Now, There's something I'm just going to mention quickly. It's a genetic test that you can do. Your doctor can order it at Quest or LabCorp. It's called M like Mary, T like Tom, H like Harry, F like Frank, and R like Robert, MTHFR. That gene test can tell whether you need a special form of folic acid. So that's important to do. So folic acid is very important. In addition, vitamin B12 is critical. You have to be sure you have enough vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 can't really hurt, so you're better off taking more than less. And your doctor should know the ways in which you can assess vitamin B12 through the size of your red blood cells and through something called homocysteine. Now, just moving on from there, let's move to fish oil. People have heard a lot about fish oil, and the question is, like, how much fish oil should you take for depression? And the answer is, it's looking like moderation is really important. So the studies actually seem to show that 1 gram a day of DHA and EPA, 1 gram a day of that combination, or 2 fish meals a week, seems to have the best benefit for not only depression, but manic depression, and even psychotic disorders. So moderation, it seems to be like a kind of U-shaped curve. You get too much, doesn't work as well. You get too little, doesn't work as well. Good fish are haddock, cod, mackerel, herring, wild salmon, rainbow trout. Those are good fish. They have a lot of EPA and DHA and very low in mercury. Now, I have to say, I think fish is better than just taking the fish oil. But if you have to just take the fish oil, take the fish oil. Next, I want to talk a little bit about vitamin D. There's a lot. It's almost a little bit of a fad, but vitamin D is very important in regulating the immune system. And also, there are some studies showing that it can be helpful in mood, and it can even help people with sleep. So in order to deal with vitamin D, you have to get tested. Now, the further north you live in the world, then the more likely you need vitamin D. And, of course, if you work indoors, you need more vitamin D. And you'd be astounded how many people are deficient in vitamin D. So vitamin D, I can't really give an amount because it depends how deficient you are. And if you're overweight, you actually have a harder time getting a good blood level of vitamin D because it's stored in the fat. So if you have a lot of fat cells, it just keeps getting stored in there until you can, you know, saturate all the fat with the vitamin D, then you'll have a good blood level.
Yeah, it's estimated somewhere upwards of 65 to 70% of the population is deficient in vitamin D. And I test every single person that I work with, as I'm sure you do, and I'd find that the majority of them are deficient. So, Dr. Hedaya, thank you so much for sharing that last bit of information with us. I really appreciate you. We're out of time. Unfortunately, I could let you talk all day. But thank you so much for being a guest on the show today.
Thanks so much.
And if anybody wants to learn more about Dr. Hedaya and his practice, don't forget you can go to www.wholepsychiatry.com. So thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. This has been Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living. Remember to tune in next week, Sunday, 10 a.m., when Dana Lake will have another exciting show. And I will see you all in about 2 weeks. Take care.
The joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.